This is KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein. We're a little more than 4 months away from this year's primary election, and we have our first hard-hitting ad in the race to be Arizona's next governor.
Obama's favorite mayor, Scott Smith, is president of the U.S. Conference of Mayors. What does his organization support?
Well, they fully endorsed Obamacare from the start. They vocally supported the Obama administration's efforts to regulate carbon emissions, and they backed the president's proposal to limit our Second Amendment rights. Smith's conference also said Obama's budget was, quote, a balanced approach.
These policies are wrong for Mesa. Tell Scott Smith to make his organization more like Mesa, not the other way around.
Mesa Mayor Scott Smith, considered one of the top contenders to win the Republican nomination, obviously targeted in that ad. With me for a few minutes to talk politics is Barrett Marson of Marson Media. Barrett, good morning.
Good morning, Steve. How are you today?
I'm good. So you heard the ad. You've seen the ad, I'm sure. What does the strategy tell you about Scott Smith's perceived position in this race?
Well, first of all, it says that the independent expenditure campaign, I should say, does value Scott Smith as a real potential opponent in this race. He is definitely one of the leading contenders. And so he will be a target of both all the campaigns and the independent expenditure groups.
Do you think it's an effective ad?
Well, it is. I mean, the U.S. Conference of Mayors, no doubt, is really controlled by more Democrat-type mayors. And so they've taken a lot of positions that don't fly in Mesa or in Arizona in general. Assault weapons bans, other gun control measures, those positions aren't received well here in Arizona. Scott Smith is one vote, one person, but he is the head of that organization. And so officially that's his position as he goes out and talks to groups as head of the Conference of Mayors.
So how big a risk was it for Scott Smith to take such a high position, considering, you know, people thought he had aspirations to run for governor, and the GOP primary in the state can get pretty darn conservative?
Well, it was always going to be a double-edged sword. First, he does get to go and mingle with important people, make new contacts, really spread the message of Mesa and Arizona to very influential people. He does get invites to the White House and things like that. However, he also gets to be connected with policies that don't play well here in Arizona. So it's a taking the good with the bad.
Now, the only other gubernatorial-related ad I've seen is one for Christine Jones, and her approach was very positive about her own accomplishments. Was one more effective than the other?
Well, you know, Christine Jones has a lot of work to do just to get her name out there, just to get people to know who she is. You know, a lot of the political insiders didn't know who she was even 6 months ago. So she has a lot of work to do, and she's spending a lot of money to tell people who she is. Here in Arizona, Scott Smith has been a big presence. He's done a lot of work promoting Mesa and turning Mesa from a very sleepy community that was often looked at as not very friendly to outsiders into something that people go to now. People actually go to Mesa to do things. Mm. That was rare before Scott Smith came to town, or at least became mayor. So he doesn't have to do as much introduction, though he's still going to, you know, have to start spending some of his money that he's making to be up on air talking about his positive attributes and what he's done for Mesa, what he wants to do for the state.
How aggressive do you think he'll be in responding to this kind of ad? Obviously, we'll see more as the campaign goes on.
Well, very aggressive. Again, I think that the idea that just because the U.S. Conference of Mayors, which is dominated by Democrats, has these positions doesn't mean that Scott Smith either has those positions or is bringing those positions to Mesa. But he does have to own them in some ways because he does head the group.
Well, are GOP primary voters paying attention right now, Barrett? I mean, is this early? Is this good timing?
You know, this is now starting to get into prime season, if you will. You know, the early ballots go out in late July. So we only have a few months in this campaign. And in fact, I was just talking to someone else recently that it doesn't seem that the GOP nomination for governor is at all settled. We still have people out there who are hoarding hundreds of thousands, if not millions, in bank, and they're not spending it. Pretty soon they have to start spending just to open up the voters' eyes to who they are. Christine Jones was first to start doing that. Doug Ducey is going to have to start doing that as well. You know, he has, his poll numbers aren't very high. He has to introduce himself again to voters who may have voted for him 4 years ago, but don't really remember what he's all about.
Barrett, finally, based on the political situation we're seeing right now, how important is it a good idea for GOP primary candidates to try to line up with Governor Jan Brewer, or should they be their own people more?
They should really be their own people. You know, obviously, I've seen the Christine Jones video that congratulates Jan Brewer on her time in office. But really, this is about making your own mark, having a campaign that tells voters who you are and how you will run Arizona.
Barrett Morrison, political consultant for Morrison Media. Barrett, thank you.
Thank you.